Chapter 4, The Freshman Fiasco.
I love your new shirt,
my BFF, Tammy, tells me as we walk into the JFK auditorium for the welcome assembly.
When did you get it?
Hello, last week. I was with you. Her face squishes with confusion.
That's not the shirt you bought with me. That one was red. Yours is blue.
Whoops. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I exchanged it for another color.
I like it, she says.
Are you sure? Because it looked pretty funky in white, too. And red. And gold.
Too late now.
Or not. I could always slip into the bathroom before the bell. Although Tammy might worry she was having some sort of color-activated stroke. The second we enter the auditorium, my RAF radar goes on. Where is he? Where is that schmoopy? Schmoopoo? Poo-poo? Tee-hee? I said poo. Must get a grip. I have to act mature now that I have a boyfriend. How I love to say that. A boyfriend. Or as they say in French, which, according to my schedule, I have second period, mon amour, my love. Are you supposed to tell your boyfriend you love him after only a month? Or should you wait for him to say it first? I wish there were a high school boyfriend manual I could check. I bet that would be covered in chapter 1. Is that him? Nope. There? Nope. Wait, there he is. There he is! He's sitting in the right-hand corner of the auditorium with a group of his friends. Yes! Why doesn't he look up? Shouldn't he have Rachel radar? I should zap up a spell for that. Meanwhile, should I go up to him? Is that stalkerish? I mean, we've seen each other practically every day since camp ended. But does that mean we're supposed to sit side by side for orientation? Do boyfriends and girlfriends have to sit together? That would be covered in chapter 2. What do I do? What do I do? Sit with him or no? I look down at my shoes. I look up at the ceiling. Hello, halogen lights. I look back down. My neck hurts. What if the transition from summer boyfriend to school boyfriend is too weird for him? I've seen Greece. I don't want to have to ask him what happened to the Danny Zuko I met at the beach. Not that I met Raph at the beach. A pink lady's jacket would be cool, though.
There's Raph,
Tammy says, opening her hand and pointing, which is the scuba signal for let's go that way. Tammy learned to scuba dive last year and occasionally likes to communicate by underwater mime. I don't mind. If I ever fell into the ocean, at least I'd know how to tell people I was drowning.
Really?
I say, feigning ignorance.
Where? You're such a liar. You spotted him the second you walked in.
I laugh. She totally knows me. Except for the witch part. Should we go over? I don't want to be a stalker.
He's your boyfriend. You can stalk your boyfriend. I'm sure he wants to sit with you.
Tammy has a very mature outlook on boyfriends, mostly because hers, Bosch, is very mature. He's a college freshman. He's off at Penn, but they talk and text like 10 times a day. Tammy is pretty mature about everything. Not much phases her. Her relationships, her friendships, her 2 stepmoms. Yep, she has 2. Her dad is remarried, and her mom is remarried to another woman. And they all get along. They went on a joint vacation over the summer. A cruise. How crazy is that? My parents would never go on a joint summer vacation. I mean, they did when they were married, obviously, but they wouldn't now. We used to drive to Stowe for the weekend to go skiing. Those car rides were insanely long, but fun in a singing along to Broadway show tunes and playing geography kind of way. And then we would all share a hotel room, and we'd laugh at my dad because he slept with socks on. Imagine the 4 of us. No, Make that 7. The 4 of us, plus Lex, my mom's boyfriend, Prissy, my stepsister, and my pregnant stepmom, going on a cruise together now. Not. I can't even picture the 7.5 of us being in the same room for more than 4.5 seconds, never mind a week on a boat. Raph looks up at me and smiles. Swoon. I could definitely imagine spending a week on a cruise ship with Raph. I could imagine spending a week in a canoe with Raph. Yay! He's wearing the brown shirt, the one we bought together. He must want me to think he looks hot. And he does. That smile, those eyes, those lips. Seriously, he has great lips. Soft and sweet and perfect. He's the best kisser in the entire universe. Not that I've kissed that many other guys. Only one. Raph's brother. During the whole magic love spell fiasco thingy. But anyway, Raph is an amazing kisser, even though he's younger than Will and has had less experience. The only other person he's ever kissed is Melissa Davis. I grimace. Speak of the devil. I spot her flaming red hair only a few rows away from Raph. I should totally put a border spell on her so she can't get within 20 feet of him. She is sitting with my ex-BB, ex-best bud, Jewel. Jewel, who dumped me last year and replaced me with Melissa. Melissa's giving me dirty looks. Rolled in mud and sautéed in garbage dirty looks. She turns around and says something to the group of girls sitting in front of her. A group of seniors. I recognize Cassandra Morgenstein from last year's fashion show. Really a dance show with a catwalk and designer outfits. Last year, I used Miri's magic to give myself mad dancing skills and get a part. Unfortunately, I kind of ruined the show when I tripped and decapitated the Eiffel Tower. It's a long story. On the plus side, that's where Raph and I got to know each other. Anyway, two seniors run it every year, and this year Cassandra is one of them. Cassandra has this insanely curly blonde hair. It's gorgeous from afar, but terrifying up close. She sculpts it with so much product, each curl looks like a spiral weapon. I try to avoid her in the hallway so I won't lose an eye. Today, she's wearing all red. Red top, red jeans, red boots. Apparently adopting the trademarked monocolor look of London Zeal, the awful head of last year's ruined fashion show. Thank God she graduated in June. Tammy notices, too. Look at Cassandra, she says. Guess she's declaring herself top dog. Top dog, female dog, top... Well, you know. I keep my head down. This year, I am going to stay out of the fashion show people's way. They are all very attractive, extremely intimidating meanies. All except Raph. He's just very attractive. Maybe he won't want to be in the show this year. As we make our way through the auditorium, I feel like I'm being watched. Or maybe that's my big head talking. I wonder if having an actual big head correlates in any way to having a big ego. Worth a scientific study, maybe. I'll suggest it in chemistry, which I have right after lunch. Is it weird that I'm excited about taking chemistry? It sounds kind of exciting. You know, bubbling potions and exploding test tubes and all that. I breathe deeply and take a moment to pump myself up. You are fabulous. You look fabulous. Your new shirt is amazing. You have Raph. You have Tammy. Life is good. 20 feet until I reach Raph. 15 feet. 10 feet. Now what am I supposed to do? Should I kiss him hello? On the lips? On the cheek? Things to be covered in chapter 3. In preparation, I reach into my bag and oh so subtly dab on my cherry lip gloss. Yum. 5 feet.
But what if I try to kiss him hello and he isn't expecting it? And then I end up kissing the air and everyone laughs? Or what if he doesn't want to kiss me in front of his friends? What if I kiss him and he's horrified and then he hates me and then breaks up with me tonight on the phone? Or right now? Oh, God. What if he breaks up with me right here in the auditorium? And Melissa laughs and laughs, and then I have to run out of the room because large tears are rolling down my face and snot is coming out of my nose. And I run from the room, but I can barely see, so I trip. And then the room is silent, and then I have to kill myself. What then? 1 foot. Here he is. And Raph kisses me. On the lips. Not a hardcore kiss, but a kiss. A hardcore tongue kiss would be inappropriate in these circumstances. I don't need a handbook to know that. Anyway, his kiss announces to everyone that I am his girlfriend.
Hi,
he says, post-lip action.
You look great.
I look great. Blue was the right choice. Thanks, I say, sitting beside him. You too. He winks.
I wore the shirt just for you.
How perfect is he? So perfect. I wonder if we get to kiss hello every time we meet. Let's see. That means at least one kiss a day every morning, plus whenever we bump into each other in the hallway, plus at lunch, so say 5 times a day. Are we going to kiss hello 5 times a day? Wait. We'd kiss hello and goodbye, not just hello. That's what couples do, right? If we stay together for all of high school, that's 3 more years. So say 10 months of school over 3 years is 30 months, 20 days a month, which is 6,000 kisses. Plus say at least 2 kisses per weekend, total 6,240 kisses. And I still haven't factored in summers and extra kisses for birthdays. 3 days till mine, woohoo! Valentine's Day and anniversaries. That's a lot of kisses. I'm going to need more lip gloss. Tammy is in advanced math, too. I make up crazy formulas for her when she's bored. She's going to love this one. Rachel! I look up at the sound of someone calling my name, but I can't tell where it's coming from. Rachel! I hear again. Rachel Weinstein! Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, please, no. Gwendolyn is in the center of the auditorium waving at me. She's wearing her outfit from yesterday. Black tights, black kimono, black hat. Oh, my God. What? Is it Halloween? Someone hisses. I turn around to see who. Cassandra. Terrific. What is Gwendolyn doing? Is she insane? Is she trying to be ironic? Is she trying to ruin me?
Who is that?
Raph asks. I'll be right back, I mutter, my cheeks aflame. I hurry over, grab her by the arm, and am about to pull her outside when Mrs. Conch, the principal, taps her microphone. Can everyone please sit down? What do I do? Should I zap her into a new outfit? No, people will see. And what if her clothing is enchanted or something, and then it explodes? I pull her hat off, hand it to her, and whisper, put this in your school bag and do not take it out. Do you understand? Do not take it out. I'm tempted to make her sit by herself so no one will associate her with me. But unlike the fashion show people, I am not that mean. Wait, but do I have hat hair? She shakes out her long locks. That's what she's worried about? Exasperated, I lead my startled new friend toward my group. Sit, I instruct. She does. I do not look at her. How does she not know that her clothing is completely unacceptable? How is that possible? And while I thought her charcoal-lined eyes looked nice yesterday, today they just look
wrong. Cassandra and company are snickering behind us. I'd turn around to glare at her, but I don't want to garner any extra attention.
Hey, you, Cassandra jeers. Girl in the black robe.
Gwendolyn turns around.
Me?
Oh, great. Yeah. Where did you buy your outfit?
She asks. Her voice is syrupy sweet.
It's really something else.
Thank you,
Gwendolyn chirps. Cassandra licks her lips.
Are you going to a costume party?
Gwendolyn looks confused.
No. Why?
Because you look like a witch.
Well, that's because...
As Gwendolyn's voice carries, my heart sinks.
I am a witch.